Salmon have always been patient. Born in the fresh water, mature in the salt. To spawn they're called home, long journey, no halt. For millions of years it has been so. The great giveaway salmon, all species, they know. Yet obstructions occur, transforming the way, the rivers that flow where fat salmon play. Whether trapped in the lake or trapped in the sea, time it will tell what fish fate may be. 4,000 years before this time, found south in Ventura, river so fine. But the river dried up and the salmon moved north to fill the stream of the ice melt warmth had brought forth. Whether landslide or glacier, drought or dam, salmon are blocked by nature or man. While most salmon return to the place of their birth, some salmon roam far, exploring wet earth. The search for new rivers that are flowing free calls some salmon home, generations to be. Here at this place, for 9,000 years, salmon bones and sharpening stones shape the stories we hear of the great roaring falls, now sleeping quietly. 70 years past, a dam, no more salmon to see. It's not the first time that salmon are scarce in this place. Once before, into the river fell a mountain's face. A rock bridge of the gods, too big for jumping fish, leaving people upriver only to wish. Waiting hundreds of years for the bridge to give way, finally it did, a rejoicing day. Nourishing animals and people for thousands more years, till the dammers came round, causing scarcity's fear. Electricity and power, yet no salmon to be had, makes natural people feel lonely and sad. Time will tell when it's time for the dams to fall. Like the landslides, give way to the salmon's call. The wait is always worth it, proven again. All salmon do know that time is their friend. While waiting, they listen as the Arctic ice melts. Salmon head north, cold water be felt. May the dams come down from Klamath to Snake, Grand Coulee to Elwha. Salmon Nation is great.